News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of STIs increased by almost a third last year, according to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. Dr. Aisling Loy, consultant in sexual health and at St. James's Hospital, joins us now. Aisling, are you surprised by these findings?
No, Shane. We see them live, really, on a weekly basis. So the HPSC does a weekly report. So whenever we get the final year report in March the following year, we kind of know what's coming, because it's like when we got the COVID figures on a daily basis, we understand what's going to be coming out in the report. So it's not surprising. And we definitely feel the increase in the clinics.
Which groups are worst affected by this rise?
I mean, traditionally, the STIs are generally more in men. So about 77% of STIs we're finding in men, and in particular, the GBMSM group, so gay bisexual men who have sex with men. And they're traditionally a group who are very engaged with sexual health services. However, the biggest rise we see are in young women. So the 15 to 24 age group of young women, in particular, gonorrhea is up about 150% in that group. And we worry more about that group. Well, we don't like seeing STIs in any group, but the young women in particular bear the burden of the infection more than men, because it can give them infertility issues later on, pelvic inflammatory disease, chronic pelvic pain. So when we see something like that happen inexplicably, we get a bit worried.
One of the things that's also coming out of this survey, it would seem, is the suggestion that condoms are not being used, and that young women in particular are worried about suggesting or demanding that a condom is used or worn.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, there's a few studies that have come out recently. There's that one you're talking about condom use. The ESRI published a report in the last couple of weeks also about pornography use. And the two of those are quite linked. And then we see the HPSC with their increase in STIs. I think there's quite, common threads go through them all, in that we see, an increase in pornography use. And with that, when the ESRI looked at it, you get a decrease in condom use, because when people are getting their sex education from pornography, which seems to be what is happening now with young people having 24/7 access to pornography in their pockets on their phones, that's where, if there's a vacuum in education and a vacuum in knowledge, that's where they're learning, what sex is. And generally speaking, in pornography, condoms are not used. So that becomes the normal for young people to see that, oh, this is how you have sex. And condoms are just, they're just not to be seen. What they don't see is that often adult sex workers are getting rigorous STI testing before they will be allowed to perform in a movie. We sometimes have to do certificates and things like that for people who are going.
How do we address this issue? Because there seems to be a lack of education and ignorance here as well.
Yeah, I think for young people, the best way to ensure that they will get the education is with the curriculum in school, the SPHE curriculum, addressing it. It's very hard to grip a young person's nowadays it's hard with media and things like that, because the way they consume things is, with TikTok and Instagram, and it's very much a sort of swipe on to the next thing. So to capture people's attention, you need to be innovative, but you also need to, I think, have it embedded in the curriculum that, from an appropriate age they're taught about.
And just before we let you go, Aisling, your message to parents listening this morning?
Is to have that chat, to don't let pornography be the one to teach your child.
Are those chats not happening, I should say?
I think for most parts they aren't. I think there still is that shame and stigma and head in the sand ostrich mentality in Ireland, where it's seen as an embarrassing thing, and sure, it'll be done at school, and school, maybe you're teaching about biology and not necessarily about safe sex. So I think there is a vacuum, and it is being filled by pornography, which is not pushing safe sex. So that's why we're left at 150% rise in gonorrhea in young women.
Okay, Aisling, thank you for talking to us this morning. Dr. Aisling Lloyd there, consultant in sexual health at St. James's Hospital. Let us know your views on that, 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.